Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible. And this is the second letter to Timothy, chapter 2. Let's all go to the throne of the living God to ask him to bless the service. Father, we ask that you pour out your heavenly benediction upon these words, the message, the reading of your word. Lord, let it uncloak the deeper meaning of your word into the hearts and souls and minds of every one of the listeners. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's go.
Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
Okay, this is the Timothy, Paul talking to Timothy. And the grace means the power of Christ Jesus. Okay, and then keep going.
And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also.
Okay, now that's very tricky. I doubt, you know, many people know what this whole thing is saying. So let's go into the explanation here that I've written.
My son, be strong in the power that is in Christ Jesus. The power that God gives us is only in Christ Jesus. You have heard me teach many things that have been confirmed or done by many reliable witnesses.
Right, because, now read what King James says right there at that point.
And the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses.
Okay, read it now what I said.
You have heard me teach many things that have been confirmed or done by many reliable witnesses.
Right, like Moses. And all the other different people that Paul preached about. Amen?
Amen.
And all the apostles and so on. Okay? Okay, so you also hear me teaching about Moses and Joshua and all the other different reliable witnesses in the Bible, right?
Right.
Well, that's what he's saying. Okay, and then what?
Teach these great truths to trustworthy people who are able to pass them on to others.
Okay, then go ahead.
In King James, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also.
Then go ahead.
Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Okay, read what I say.
Endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of
hardness
Christ.
Hardness is suffering, trials, tribulations, all right?
Yes.
Remember, be patient in your suffering. Don't let suffering or trials or tribulations throw your soul, because you need to continue on in order to go to heaven, okay? If you stop, then all the good works that you did before will be erased. God will never remember them anymore. He will remember them no more. That's in the book of Ezekiel, and it's all throughout the Bible. Okay? So be patient in trials and in suffering, okay? In suffering. Read it again.
Endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
Endurance means to have patience in suffering. Amen?
Yeah.
And then what?
In King James, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier.
Okay, mine.
And as Christ's soldier, do not let yourself become tied up in the affairs of this life. For then you cannot satisfy the one who has enlisted you in his army.
And that is Jesus, amen?
Amen.
God in Jesus, amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
In King James, and if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully.
Okay, read mine.
Follow the Lord's rules for doing his work, just as an athlete either follows the rules or is disqualified and wins no prize.
Right. If you like in baseball, football, basketball, or boxing, or wrestling, if you are not following the rules of those things, or if you're playing cards, or which we don't do any of these things that I know of, anybody in the church, but if you did, well, you're disqualified from the, if you bite somebody's ear like Mike Tyson did, you're disqualified from fighting. Amen?
Amen.
So follow the rules of the Lord Jesus Christ, or you'll be disqualified from entering the kingdom of heaven. Read it over again.
Okay. Follow the Lord's rules for doing his work, just as...
For his work. Because you're not doing your work. You're to do the Lord's work. That's what he has enlisted you to do. And that's why he entered you, is so that he could move you like a motor vehicle to do what he wants you to do, not for you to just be a loose cannon and go off doing whatever you want. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, do it again.
Follow the Lord's rules for doing his work. Just as an athlete either follows the rules or is disqualified and wins no prize.
That's right. Okay, then what?
Then King James, the husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits.
Okay, now read that.
Hard-working farmers are the first to enjoy the fruit of their labor.
Right. If I'm a hard-working farmer, I know when the plants or the fruit and everything is grown up. And so I'm going to take a bite first before you do. Amen?
Amen.
Because I'm a hard worker. I'm out there and I want to check it out before I take it to market. Amen?
Amen.
That's just common sense. All right, then what?
In King James.
So we're going to reap the benefits of what we do here on earth, because the Lord blesses us here on earth when we do what he says, and we're going to be the first to receive it in the kingdom of heaven. Okay, then what else?
Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel.
Okay, now here.
Think about what I am saying. The Lord will give you understanding in all these things. Never forget that Jesus Christ was a man born into King David's family, and that he was raised from the dead. This is the good news that I preach.
Okay, now back into the King James.
Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound.
Okay, read now in the commentary.
And because I preach this good news, I am suffering and have been chained like a criminal, but the word of God cannot be chained.
Okay, back into the King James. The reason I'm doing this is because the brothers all tell me they love it when I go one verse at a time and then come back. You know, everybody's saying they like that.
Amen.
So instead of doing several verses, I just do one at a time, okay? All right, then go ahead.
Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory.
Okay, now back into my commentary.
I am willing to endure anything if it will bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus to those God has chosen.
Back into the King James.
It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him.
Same thing over here.
This is a true saying, if we die with him, we will also live with him.
There's no change on that. And what else?
In King James, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us.
Okay, go ahead.
If we endure hardship, we will reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us.
Right, if we suffer in this world for the gospel's sake, then we're going to reign with him. Amen? Okay, then what else?
In King James, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself.
Okay.
If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful to fulfill what he will do, for he cannot...
In other words, he's going to be faithful to what he says he will do. If you are unfaithful, he'll throw you into hell. He's faithful. He's not going to go back on his word. And if you are faithful, then he will let you into the kingdom of heaven. That's just plain. No ticky, no washy. Okay? You got a ticket, you can come in. If you haven't got a ticket, you got to stay out. And he knows everything about us, even every little detail. And if you've been faithful, fine, he will let you in. If you're unfaithful, he's still going to remain faithful to his word. He's going to put you in hell. If you're unfaithful, and if you're faithful, he'll put you into heaven. You'll go there. For sure. No doubt. All right, then what?
If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful to fulfill what he says he will do. For
what did he say he'll do? He says he'll go right into cast you into hell, and he'll cast hell into the lake of fire. Amen?
Amen.
I think he's going to be faithful. Okay, then what else?
For he cannot deny himself.
No, he cannot deny the word. He is the word. Amen?
Amen.
He's not like men, where he could
he should lie.
He's going to be faithful to his word. Okay, then what?
King James, of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers.
Go ahead.
Remember every one of these things, and command them in God's name to stop fighting over words. Such arguments are useless, and they can ruin those who hear them. In King James, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Work hard so God can approve you. Be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed, and one who correctly explains the word of truth.
Right. If you don't study the word, if you don't study hard, you will not be able to explain the meaning of the truth. Okay? Then what else?
In King James, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Avoid godless, foolish discussions which lead to more and more ungodliness.
King James.
And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus. This kind of talk spreads like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are examples of this. King James, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. They have left the path of truth, preaching the lie that the resurrection of the dead has already occurred, and they have undermined the faith of some. King James, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Okay, another commentary.
But God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this scripture, quote, the Lord knows those who are his, and those who claim they belong to the Lord must turn away from all wickedness. In King James, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth.
This is true. I mean, you can look in this house, and there are things that, in any person's house, there's things that are expensive. Like some people, rich people, have gold and silver in their house. And then they also have things that are dustpans that are made out of tin, right?
Yes.
Or plastic. That's like cheap, something that's cheap. And you have like brooms, that's cheap. And then there's like computers, that's a little bit more expensive. And all different types of things in the house. There's things made out of metal, like our filing cabinets, and our tape machines, and microphones, and knives, forks, and spoons, and pots and pans, and all kinds of things, and those things made out of wood. Amen?
Amen.
Wood and plastic, and then gold and silver. In every household, right?
Yes.
Except people that can't afford gold and silver. Some people have diamonds and rubies and pearls and emeralds in their houses. They're treated differently than the dustpan. Amen?
Amen.
And so is it in the church. Okay, go ahead.
And some to honor and some to dishonor.
Right. You wouldn't take your diamond necklace and then sweep the floor on it if you do that with the dustpan, right?
Right.
Something that's more honorable you don't do that with. Okay, then what?
In a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are for everyday use.
King James now. What else?
If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a utensil God can use for his purpose. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the master to use you for every good work. King James. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Came down the commentary.
Run from anything that stimulates youthful lusts.
run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Run from it. Don't walk. Okay, then what?
Follow anything that makes you want to do right. Pursue faith and love and peace, and enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. In King James, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. Again I say, don't get involved in foolish, ignorant arguments that only start fights. In King James, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. The commentary, the Lord's servants must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone. They must be able to teach effectively and be patient with different people.
But then there's a time when patience runs out, like when the Lord fashioned a whip and went into the money changers. They all knew what the Word of God said. Amen?
Amen.
And then the Lord runs out of patience. The Lord has patience until the time. But then he warns us in the 13th chapter of the book of Romans that if people do good in the church, well, then the rulers of the Lord will not do anything wrong with them, but he says that they will exercise wrath. They have the right to, the Lord says. Amen? The Spirit says, if they don't do well. Okay? But up to the point, you know, you can be patient over and over again for however long the Lord allows you to. Could be 100 times, or maybe more than that, maybe 70 times 7. That's a lot. Amen? That you can forgive somebody. So that shows that you got to have pretty much some patience. Amen?
Amen.
70 times 7? What's that all about? All right, well, that shows, you know, some people are not very patient. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
And King James, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth.
Yeah, if they acknowledge the truth, then what?
Then commentary, they must gently teach those who oppose themselves by opposing the truth.
Perhaps people oppose themselves when they oppose the truth. Amen?
Amen.
Then what else?
Perhaps God will change those people's hearts and they will believe the truth. Then King James, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will.
Commentary now?
Then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants.
At his will. All right, so that was the second chapter of the second letter from Paul to Timothy. And this is Tony Alamo, and tonight we're going to do chapter 3, and I will write a commentary, Lord willing, on that one, okay? But I've been stayed up almost all night till 5:30 in the morning writing two different chapters here because I got behind one day. The devil hindered me. Praise the Lord. Till then, God bless you.